I'm in the Bristol offices of Deckchair UK, and I'm at an event. Well, I'll call it an event. I'll let the organiser, Ellie, explain, who's sat here with me. Basically, I'm at something called Bristol Jelly, which has very little to do with the wobbly stuff. And I didn't really know what this was, apart from, well, I knew it was a co-working event. But I thought I'd just talk to Ellie, who organises the events in Bristol, to explain exactly what this whole jelly thing is about. Ellie.
Right, okay. Well, Jelly is an event for freelancers and home workers, anyone who works kind of on their own. And what it is a chance for them to get out of the house and spend a day at various venues, working, doing their own work in the company of other home workers. So we go to venues all over the city and we spend the day in an office. Everybody comes, brings their laptop, does their own work, and it's a chance for some company or some collaboration or a little bit of networking. Just a chance to get out and about and see some people.
Now, it's not just a Bristol thing, is it? Where else does this happen, say in the UK or internationally?
Yeah, it goes on all over the world. It started off in the US, in New York, I think, and it has now spread all over the place. There's jellies all over the UK. There is a national UK jelly website, which you can go to, which gives details of events happening all over the country. And yeah, there's bound to be one near you.
Okay, and this is just me being frivolous. But why jelly? Because it's got nothing to do with jelly as far as I can see.
No, apparently, I'm not entirely sure if this is true, but the two guys who originally set it up, when they came up with the idea, they were eating jelly beans. And that's where the name jelly comes from.
Okay, so not the sweet, not the wobbly stuff
not
in the UK,
stuff,
but the sweet.
No.
Okay, well, Ellie Barbary, thanks very much. And I think anyone who's interested in these just can Google jelly, and you'll see events. This was organised through Meetup, isn't it? So, or Eventbrite, or one of those.
Sorry,
Eventbrite. Yeah. So, anyway, thanks very much for your time.
No problem.